Can't tropical plants just get along? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Pollack, professor of biology and marine biology at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, explains how some sponges are threatening the health of coral reefs.
The health of coral reefs around the world has declined over the past three decades, but corals are particularly threatened on Caribbean reefs, where the combined effects of warming seawater temperatures, storms, and diseases have decimated these slow-growing creatures. The critical importance of coral reefs for both shoreline protection and fishery habitat has led the United States government to list some reef-building corals under the Endangered Species Act. At the same time that corals have been in decline on Caribbean reefs, populations of sponges have been doing very well. For reef-building corals, sponges do not make good neighbors. Aggressive competitors for space, sponges use toxins, mucus, shading, and smothering to kill adjacent coral colonies and then grow on their skeletons. We surveyed reefs from 12 countries across the Caribbean, comparing 25 sites where fish abundance is very low because of decades of intensive fish trapping, with 44 sites where fishes are plentiful because they are protected from fishing. Over 25% of coral colonies at overfished sites were in contact with sponges, more than double the incidence for less fished reefs. On less fished reefs, fast-growing sponge species were eaten by angelfishes and parrotfishes, leaving only slow-growing sponge species that are protected from these predators by distasteful chemical defenses. Coral conservation requires a healthy population of reef fishes. Caribbean nations can now base their fishing policy decisions on the clear connection between overfishing and sponge-smothered corals. These nations include the United States, which has over 1 million acres of coral reefs in the Florida Keys, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and the Gulf of Mexico.
That was Joseph Pollack of the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. And deep beneath